How many of us take for granted a good night's sleep? If you wake up often or do not sleep well during the night, there may be a genetic reason why. Lynn Kaiser says she has not slept soundly in more than a decade.
It's hard to keep a brave face all the time, especially when you don't sleep for so long.
Lynn Kaiser is one of millions of people who have restless leg syndrome. Dr. John Winkleman, medical director of a sleep health center in Boston, Massachusetts, describes common symptoms of those who have RLS.
Intense discomfort and need to move the legs is most pronounced at night.
Two new studies in Iceland and the United States have confirmed that the condition is more than just in one's own mind. It is inherited through genetic variations. How those genes influence the response in the brain is still uncertain. Scientists also believe an iron deficiency affects the production of dopamine, a neurotransmitter in the central nervous system which controls movement and sensation. The researchers say they believe the discovery of a genetic link will finally lead to effective treatment. That would be good news for people like Lynn Kaiser, who just want to get some rest.
My goal is to manage it rather than it manage me.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.